Teachers Union Head Defends Indoctrinating Children with Critical Race Theory. By Wendell Hasebo on May 6, 2021. President of the American Federation of Teachers Teacher Union Randy Weingarten defended indoctrinating children with critical race theory on Thursday. Featured on the Black News Channel with anchor Charles Blow, Weingarten said, "All of a sudden, you're hearing people talk about critical race theory. People who have no idea what that term means." She contended certain Americans are trying to ban the 1619 Project because it is trying to do exactly what you're saying, which is to actually teach a factual version of oppression in America, oppression of people who are in the indigenous nation, and oppression against people who were enslaved. Bad Education, AFT's Randy Weingarten defends critical race theory in 1619 Project pic.twitter.com/isfnewsf. RNC Research, Adrenc Research, May 6, 2021. Weingarten's defense comes after Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, led 38 other Republican senators in a letter Thursday to U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, calling upon him to withdraw the New York Times 1619 Project from taxpayer-funded grant programs, Breitbart News reported May 1. The Idaho House and Senate on April 28 approved legislation to block schools from compelling K-12 and higher education students to affirm or adopt the tenets of critical race theory. The battle over critical race theory largely began when former President Trump directed the White House Office of Management and Budget in September of 2020 to identify and eliminate any trace of critical race theory in the federal government. As Breitbart News's Alim Bokhari asserts, critical race theory is the leftist, racist doctrine that forms the intellectual underpinnings of Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and other radical organizations currently engaged in unrest on America's streets.